as much as we hoped. And our fundraising strategies for the coming months, the 4th of July barbecue in conjunction with the Lions Club, a quarter of all proceeds from food sales would benefit the band, and the members would be responsible for cleanup. The school-wide garage sale, the formal dinner, half a dozen car washes, and, of course, the Fall Festival. So, 20% of Fall Fest concessions and 10% of games will go toward fundraising, Mrs. Benson said. Next to me, Terrence tapped his pencil absently against his notebook as Mrs. Benson talked about concession logistics. Tap, tap, tap. It started to take on a rhythm. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Mrs. Benson paused for a second to glance pointedly in our direction and then resumed speaking. Terrence looked over at me, brown eyes full of mirth, and then tapped again. I grinned. I had known Terrence my whole life. Our moms were both teachers at Acadia Junior High. My mom taught language arts, and Terrence's mom taught science. They had been friends themselves since high school, had gone off to college together, and later came back to Acadia. First, my mom, then Mrs. Cunningham, who we called Aunt Denise. A plastic-framed photo hung in our fridge showing the two of them in college, posing together wearing matching denim jackets, each with their hand on their hip. My mom had bangs teased to an impressive degree, while Aunt Denise had gorgeous box braids. This is a genuine moment in time right here, Aunt Denise would say when she was over, tapping the picture on the fridge. No, this is a genuine betrayal, my mom would reply. Seeing as you never told me how terrible I looked with that hair, Aunt Denise would just laugh. Mrs. Benson continued about the Fall Festival. And then we've got the Megan Pleasant contest. $15 to enter, but we'll keep 10, and 5 will go toward the prize. I watched Terrence print MP contest in his notes. It was a tradition. Every fall festival for the last 8 years had featured a Megan Pleasant talent competition. It was lean the first couple of years, when she only had a few songs out. You'd end up hearing Blue Eyes or Make Your Move a dozen times or more. But now there were 3 albums worth of material to work from, and you could sing any Megan song you wanted. Or lip-sync, though you'd never win if you lip-synced.